he's got a lot of things going on in the vibes that were sort of afterglow kind of things, and I thought perhaps that might work well. In the recording, it doesn't come out as interesting as I thought it might, because he has at the beginning. Those things can be effective, all the pyramid stuff, but it also can be a little bit, oops, you know, it's just got, sometimes has to have a lot of rehearsal, and probably if I had all 10 people in the room rather than 5 and 5, it might come together a little better than that. In general, it works well. He's got fairly decent spacing, and the percussion is kind of rocking in the background, so it's just kind of giving like a little afterglow to all of his voicing. I thought he had a muted trumpet thing where he went beat a beat a beat a beat, and then the vibes kept going, but apparently I dreamed that. Didn't he have that at the beginning? I don't know. Anyway, I thought it worked okay without the score here. I can't really show any more. It's a little in and out kind of stuff. I mean, part of the reason is he's trying to do two things, learn orchestration and score something. So so that's fine. I think that's what he was doing anyway, because he said had to do this to fit the scene, and I thought, well, I don't know what scene you're talking about. So then he stopped saying that to me. So. but I thought it went well. I mean, are you in contact with him?
I'm just going to send him this on the FTP site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it worked well. I just thought that the for some reason I thought that would come out better, the vibe things, than it did. And the pyramid things worked well. The voicing seemed all okay. Yeah. Okay, without the score, I can't be more specific about stuff. I mean, it seemed to hold together well. So.
Okay.